All right, all right, all right. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hope everyone is having a great Wednesday. Hey, welcome to the Success by Design podcast. If you don't know me, my name is Tim Madden. I'm the CEO and co-founder of Executive Career Upgrades, where we have just helped, man, just a phenomenal amount of individuals this year alone. I just checked, and where we're at on the year is 175 offers have came in for our clients, and nearly over 1,500 multiple six-figure interviews. So the good news is this, man, the marketplace is busy, busy, busy right now, right? There's a lot of competition in the marketplace, especially right now, especially because of the government continuing to do layoffs, Microsoft. And last year, hey, if you don't know, all those tech companies, there are still people looking for work, looking for their next opportunity. So there's just a mass amount of, you know, people in the marketplace. And that's not even assuming that the people that are employed looking for those next opportunities as well. So, hey, I can't stress this enough, especially in 2025, especially in May, where we are right now. If you are in a search or approaching a search and you don't have a blueprint, a plan, a community to support you, et cetera, hey, save yourself a lot of frustration. Go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast, schedule a free career consultation with our team. We are the best. But let's get started on today's topic. Man, one of the things I love talking about career, and I love talking about business. I love talking about sales, marketing, different things. But my favorite thing to talk about is leadership, man. Because I know if you can gain some of these traits, some of these core leadership fundamentals, most people don't have them. Right? Because I've been in corporate America for a while now since my transition to the military. I know that if you can use and learn new leadership tactics and strategies, right, and build off these fundamentals that I'm going to go over today, right, you can truly make success tremendously easy for you, right? But most importantly, tremendously easier for our team, because that's every leader's job, right? How can I make success easy for my business unit, my organization, and my team? Right. So we be talking about today is why do most leaders fail? And what can we learn from it? But more importantly, how can you win? So let's get into it. You know, and you know, really too, I want to touch on what separates the few who rise to the top. So in this episode, we're breaking down critical mistakes. And I actually looked online for the 5 most critical mistakes made of all time. And I'm going to share them with you as we kick this off. So yeah, it's going to be good. So did you know that 80% of new leaders actually fail within their first 18 months at the executive level? And why is that, right? It's not a lack of intelligence or ambition. It is a lack of preparation. So I'm really going to help you out. And I'm really excited to share this information with you. Just so you know, hey, if you're new to the podcast, if you don't know, I served 22 years in the military as a field artillery officer. So I've definitely led soldiers in a variety mix of high pressure situations, even abroad. Now I lead, you know, the fastest growing career services organization in the US and a couple of their organizations where we've just helped a lot of people, right? So I've seen leadership, you know, fails sometimes cost lives, careers, and companies. So this is something that's pretty important. Before we, as we're kicking it off now, I want to go over the 5 worst situations of leadership. So let's get into those first and learn from them, right? Enron, we might have heard about it, but what actually happened there, right? If you don't know, the executive team used accounting loopholes and special purpose entities to hide billions in debt from shareholders. When it collapsed, thousands of people lost their jobs, pensions, billions in investments. The leadership lesson here, right, there's going to be 5 that we are learning now. Number one, right, of just the worst fails in corporate America history is always prioritize transparency, even when it's uncomfortable, right? Provide transparency, even when it's uncomfortable. Number 2, Uber. What happened? A toxic culture under former CEO, right? Travis Kalanick, right? Included sexual harassment, unethical competitive practices, and an always-on burnout mentality, right? So the leadership lesson here is culture isn't like a perk. It's the foundation for your organization. And if you don't intentionally shape it, it will shape you in a very negative sense. That's why in our leadership and development program here, we talk why it's so important to first focus on yourself. If we can't get ourselves right, right? How are we going to help shape the culture of the organization? Number three, we work, right? The CEO, Adam Neumann, right? Overcompromised, overspent, overhyped, and those IPO documents revealed massive losses, conflicts of interest, and questionable leadership decisions. So, you know, the leadership lesson for that one is like vision is so powerful, but it has to be grounded in execution, humility, and real results. Otherwise, you are going to lead to collapses. Two more for you before we'll get into what I believe mine are the five most important. So the Boeing 737, right? Two planes previously crashed and killed 346 people. And the investigation, right, revealed that Boeing prioritized speed and profits over safety. Not good. You know, they were ignoring frontline voices as well during this. And that's why it's so important to encourage truth-telling. You're going to have problems at your business or business unit, right? But just being transparent about, hey, this is the truth, and then working towards to fix it, you know, then rewarding that transparency and always putting product or service integrity first. Last one, Yahoo. If you don't know, did you know Yahoo had seven CEOs in less than 10 years? Each had conflicting visions and no cohesive long-term strategy. The company declined rapidly and Google and Facebook basically took over. You know, that just goes to show you if you're an executive in the company, consistency, clarity, and aligned direction are going to win over new faces. So what I'm going to show you now is what I believe. So those are the biggest fails potentially in corporate America history. I'm going to tell you five tactical ways to win as a leader, which I believe are just the most important. So let's get into it. Number one, lack of clarity. This by far, clarity and expectations is just, this is where corporate America needs a lot of help. Okay. Most leaders don't define what success looks like. And I know they don't. I don't want to pause here and ask yourself right now, do members of my team know what's expected of them? Do they know the mission? How do they know if they're doing a good job? You know, I just met with, you know, a company. We're getting into recruitment solutions here at Executive Career Upgrade. So, hey, if you're looking for top tier talent, you know, shoot me an email at tim@execupgrades.com. So we have a couple accounts we just started at the end of last year. So we meet with the CEO today. And, you know, one of the questions we had for him is we're trying to develop, you know, a good candidate profile for this, is we were talking with him, he needs a leadership role. And we said, hey, how are we going to know that this person does a good job? You know what they said? We're still trying to determine that. We're still trying to determine the KPIs. We're still trying to do this. You're setting people up for failure, right? If you really can't tell them exactly what's expected of them and exactly what success looks like. This is a main focus of our Mastering First 100 Day program. In the Army, every mission started with commander's intent, right? What is the intent? Why are we doing this? It should be no different in corporate America. So when we're talking about lack of clarity, there's three things I want you to focus on so that you don't have a problem with clarity. Number one, in my department or new individuals I'm bringing on, do they know? Are you ready? What does winning look like? Number two, what are the non-negotiables? Number three, how do I know if we're making progress? If you cannot answer those questions, you do not have clarity. Therefore, everything's going to be difficult to achieve regardless of whatever you're working on. So remember, clarity. I need to know if I'm taking on a project, what does winning look like? What are the non-negotiables of this project? And how do I know if we're making adequate progress? Number two, weak communication standards. Man, this is so bad. Leaders just assume like people get it, right? They assume that, you know, I'm going to do a team meeting. I'm going to talk for 30 minutes at people, right? And then they're going to be able to retain every single thing I blabbered at them for 30 minutes while they're thinking about video games, where they're going on Friday night, what they're doing this Memorial weekend. Man, come on. You know, so how are you delivering this so people are actually going to remember it? You know, from fire missions in the military to very big relationships I have with some business, precision and communication is everything. So ask yourself right now, does your team know what to report, when to report it, and how to report it? That's what I love about the military. In the military, we called this, oh man, it's been a while. Jeez. Critical, it's something like CRR, someone help me out if you're a military professional, but it's something like commander's critical reporting requirements. I believe that's what it was. But it's basically, hey, if any of these things happen, let me know immediately. And here's the list of things. Number two, if these things happen, but they're not as vital, let me know within 24 or 48 hours. Does your team know that? Maybe it's, hey, a client's really upset. Okay. Remember, if you don't have policies and procedures in place for nearly everything, it's impossible to scale. This is what we teach in our programs here. We teach to increase enterprise value in a company, you need to have one of two things need to happen. Okay. Number one, you need to create a new policy. Or number two, you need to enhance policies. You can't have an organization of 5,000 people when we don't know what happens when someone doesn't pay their bill. What happens when someone defaults? What happens when we have a bad customer, you know, some bad communication with the customer? What happens when we get a negative review? Who's going to see? There's lots of things. And if you don't have it well documented, it's very, very, very difficult to be successful. And businesses really are having less and less excuses of this, especially with things like ChatGPT that can bang out an employee handbook with all of your details in a matter of minutes. So. Does your team know what to report, when, and how? Are you creating space for feedback? You know, communication gaps too during a merger or a leadership transition. That's where trust really breaks fast as well. So you have to pay attention with that. So you have to have strong communication standards. Number three, inconsistent discipline. Man, discipline isn't just waking up early. It's doing the right things over and over and over day after day. You know, most failed leaders, they like start strong, but then they fade. I'm very fortunate I got to spend so much time in the military because those routines taught me like how you start determines how you lead. So I ask this question to you business leaders. Are you running your calendar or is your calendar running you? So let me know in the comments, what's one habit you've maybe let slide recently that could be hurting your leadership credibility, right? Are we CCIR? Thank you, LinkedIn user. I appreciate you. I don't see your name through the profile I'm doing. Probably Mr. Matt Wagner watching along, I don't know. What's one habit you let slide recently? Hey, are you getting away from team meetings? Are you not holding people accountable? Number four, emotional inconsistency, right? Emotional control equals command presence, man. I learned early on as a field artillery officer, hey, I learned quickly, I can't lead if I lose my cool. If I get upset, I'm just not an effective leader. The same goes in the boardroom. You know, and if your team's always like walking on eggshells or unsure how you're going to react, you're pretty much failing them. You know, leaders win by mastering their emotional baseline. They're able to make logically unbiased decisions. So self-check moment right now. Are you leading with logic and emotion? And here's another thing. Do people feel safe actually bringing you problems? Hopefully they do. Reason number five, they stop learning. One of my favorite quotes of all time, Mr. John Maxwell. I got to spend a little bit of time with him last December. He said, leaders develop daily, not in a day. So ranks and titles don't make you a leader, right? Growth makes you a leader. That's one of the questions I have for people that is interested in joining some of our programs. They're a director, they want to be a VP, they're a VP, they want to do an executive. And I say, how long have you been a VP? I said, what specifically have you done since you were a VP that now constitutes you being at that executive level? What courses have you took? What certifications? What books have you read? What have you done? You know, most people say, not a dang thing. Being successful at your, just because you've been a VP for 3 years or 5 years, and maybe you've had a little success, does not mean, you know, you're ready for that next level. You know, you have to invest in yourself through time, resources, and education. Again, ranks and titles don't make you a leader. Growth does. That's why I still read, train, and study leadership every single week. You know, from the war room to the boardrooms, those who stop learning will start failing. So if you're coasting right now, here's your chance. Ready? Wake up. Your people deserve better. So, hey, to wrap this up, we talked about clarity. We talked about communication. We talked about discipline, emotional control, and growth. What I believe are the top five things. So my challenge to you is audit yourself this week on these five traits. And if you're a leader looking to level up, shoot me a DM over on LinkedIn. We have a phenomenal leadership and development program I can send you for some information on, because you don't need to be perfect to win. You just need to be prepared, present, and persistence. As always, hey, we are the leaders in all things career. If you need anything personally for your career or need any help in business as well that's relevant to career, do me a favor, shoot me an email over on tim@execupgrades.com. Shoot me a DM on LinkedIn. And as always, you can go to execupgrades.com/podcast to book a call with our team. Until next week. And next week, hey, we are talking about why your resume isn't working. I have some stats that is going to blow you away. I do know every time I talk to people, there's like, my resume is not working. I paid someone to have my resume done. I'm going to let you know in detail why it's a losing battle on this job board game. Right. And we're going to talk about all things resume next week. So until then, have a great day, everyone.